Welcome to Let's Talk in English. This is the show where we learn English and we have fun together. My name is Katie, and we're glad you joined us for this lesson today. Our topic is still around town, and we have part two of the lesson, a trip to the bank. A trip to the bank. So, Peter, what do you usually do at the bank?
Well, the bank is where I save my money. When I earn money, that's where I put it. Hi, friends. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show.
Right, now it's time to read today's Read It. You can follow along with Peter right now.
The bank has a lot of great services. Susie banks online. It saves time. But sometimes, speaking to a real person is good, too. Susie can't find her ID. Maybe she left it on the counter at the bank. Maybe the teller has found it. Susie can call the bank. Oh, they're holding it for her. What great customer service.
Wow, yesterday Susie couldn't find her ATM card. And today she can't find her ID. Why is she losing everything?
Well, sometimes it's easy to lose things, especially small things like your ID or your keys.
Yeah, that's true. I lose my keys all the time, but I always find them again. Friends, have you ever lost your ID? What did you do?
Well, that's an important thing to talk about. But first, let's learn our keywords for today. Let's learn them now.
今天的主题是上银行去办事。Susie 和 Taylor 去这家银行有很多很棒的服务项目。名词服务或是服务项目就是 service. The bank has a lot of great services. 银行 bank不只是可以当名词，也可以当动词哦。Susie banks online， 就表示 Susie 都是透过网络办理银行的存款或其他事项，所以 bank 也可以当动词。去了一趟银行之后， Susie 发现自己的证件不见了，会不会是疏忽留在银行的柜台了呢？银行柜台、商店的柜台或卖票的柜台等等，都是 counter。或许银行的行员会发现 Susie 的证件帮他保留。银行的出纳行员是 teller。Maybe the teller found her ID。帮忙留住或保留的这个动作就是 hold。They are holding the ID for her。
I really like this bank。
Me too。They have a lot of great services。Do you come to the bank a lot?
No, I bank online. It is easy.
Oh, that's smart. It can save time.
But sometimes I like to speak to a real person.
Right. Sometimes I like to see a real person too.
Friends, what do you do when you need to do some banking? Do you like to bank online or go to a real bank? Peter, what do you do?
Well, I like to bank online. It's really easy, but both kinds of banking are convenient. Like Taylor says, banking online can save some time.
You all know the phrase save money. But what does it mean to save time?
Saving time just means that you do things quickly, and then you have more time to do other things.
These days, people are so busy. We all want to save time. And if you save some time on things, then you have more time to relax or be with your friends.
That's true. Online banking can save you time because you don't have to go to a real bank. At a real bank, you have to wait in line.
Can you think of another place you have to wait in line? What about at the store?
Yeah, when you buy something at the store, you have to wait in line to pay for things.
And sometimes you have to wait a long time, so that doesn't save you any time. But we know that Taylor likes real banks. She likes to speak to a real person.
And sometimes I like to learn from Rebecca. Only joking. I always like to learn from Rebecca. Here she is.
Hello, friends. Here's another very useful grammar point to use. Sometimes I like to verb. For example, sometimes I like to look at old photos. Or sometimes I like to talk on the phone. Are you ready yet? Then go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Sometimes it is nice to speak to a real person. That's why Taylor likes going to the bank.
Yeah, online banking can be convenient, but it's always nice to talk to real people.
Friends, you can think about this too in today's lesson. Do you think banking online is more convenient than going to the bank? That's an important question for today, but let's learn some more about this in Conversation B.
There you are, Taylor.
Hi, Susie. Are you looking for me?
Yes. I can't find my ID. Did you see it?
No, I don't think so. Maybe you left it on the counter at the bank.
Maybe the teller found it.
You should call the bank.
Good idea. I will. Thanks, Taylor.
Susie and Taylor are back from the bank. Susie was looking for Taylor. She has a new problem.
Earlier, Susie couldn't find her ATM card. She had to go to the bank for a new one because she lost her card. And now she has lost something else.
Yeah, she can't find her ID. That's a big problem. But let's talk about ID. Do you know what that is?
Your ID is very important. Your ID will tell people who you are. An ID card has your name and birthday on it, and it usually has a picture of you on it, too.
You might have a few different kinds of ID. Maybe you have a school ID. That's what you use at school.
And when you travel outside your country, you have to have a few different kinds of ID.
So if you lose your ID, you have to get a new one. It's very important to have it with you at all times. So, what happened to Susie's?
Well, Taylor has an idea. Maybe Susie left it on the counter at the bank. She probably used it when she went to the bank to get a new ATM card.
Yeah, Taylor thinks that she left it on the counter. That might be right. But she needs to hurry and find it. What if someone takes her ID?
That's a great point, Peter. Friends, if you lose your ID, you should find it fast. If someone else finds your ID, they might not give it back.
And that is an even bigger problem than not knowing where your ID is. So, what can Susie do right now?
Well, she should call the bank. Maybe the teller found it. Let's learn an important phrase now with Christina.
Susie 遗失了她的证件。遗失的动词是 lose， 因为 Susie 的证件已经丢了。遗失是之前发生的事，所以要用过去式。She lost her ID。所以 Susie 跑回银行去问，原来银行的行员看到之后就帮她收起来了。看到，捡到。发现这个动作可以用 find， 因为也是已经捡到的，所以要用过去式 found。A teller found her ID， 将 lost 还有 found 这两个过去式的动词组合在一起，就是 lost and found。 有很多公共场所都会有失物招领的服务，这些服务处英文就叫做 lost and found。你可以说 ,Let's check with the lost and found office. 我们去失物招领的办公室查查看吧。
Thanks, Christina. And now it's time to take a break. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
In the second part of our around town lesson, we learn a lot of important things. First, how do you do your banking?Do you bank online or go to a real bank?
Then we learned about a problem Susie is having today. She can't find her ID. She should call the bank. Let's find out what happens in conversation C.
Where are you going, Susie?
Hi, Alex. I'm going to the bank.Again.
Again?
Yes, I left my ID there.
Oh no, but they're holding it for you?
Yes, First United Bank has great customer service. They're keeping my ID safe for me.
Well, go soon. The bank closes at 3.
I know, I'm going right now.
Oh, this is great! Susie found her ID. The bank is holding it for her. That means they are keeping it for Susie and will make sure no one else takes it.
But you can use this word in another way, too. If you are shopping, you can ask the store to hold your clothes for you.
Good example, Peter!Sometimes I have to ask a store to hold the clothes for me because I don't have enough money right then.
And if a store holds something for you, then you can come back and buy it later. Have you ever asked a store to hold something for you, friends?
Susie is really lucky that the bank is holding her ID, but they have great customer service, and that's a good phrase for you to know.
When you go to buy something at a store, you're a customer, and a service is something someone does for you.
So stores want to give its customers good service so their customers are happy. What kinds of things are good customer service, Peter?
Maybe a customer has a question about something. A store can answer the question for them.
Yeah, or maybe a customer does not know where something is in the store. Someone who works there can find it for the customer.
Banks should give good customer service too. They should be able to answer all the questions customers have.
Yeah, but Susie should hurry to the bank. She should go soon because the bank closes at 3 o'clock.And right now, we should go to Calendar Phrase!
Go soon.
Go soon. 快点去。
Today, I'm going to ride my bike.
Go soon.
Today, I'm going to ride my bike to the park.
Go soon.
Today,I'm going to ride my bike to the lake.
Go soon. It's almost dark.
Oh. Then tomorrow, I'm going to ride my bike.
Go soon.
Go soon. 快点去。
Is Susie going to go soon? She is.Actually, she's going to go right now. And we're going to go right now to Christina.
打电话给银行之后，终于确认 Susie 把证件忘在银行里了。他说他现在就去把它领回来。I am going right now. 句子里的 now 就是现在，前面加上 right。Right now 有强调就是现在的意思。原来 right 可以当副词，用来强调就怎么样，恰好、正好就是如此的意思。所以它可以用来强调，比如 Your cup is right here， 你的杯子就在这里。He was right on time， 他刚好准时。I sat right behind her， 我就坐在他的后面。副词 right 可以达到强调的功用，你也试试来用用看吧。
Friends, that's all the time that we have for right now. Let's practice our key words. You can say them with us.
Here's our first key word. Service. Service. Does this hotel have a lot of services?
Bank.Bank. I bank at First Union Bank.
Counter. Counter. Put the food on the counter.
Teller. Teller. The teller can help you at the bank.
Hold. Hold.The store is holding the new CD for you.
Thanks for reviewing those key words with us. Right now, we're going to take a look back at today's conversation.
I really like this bank.
Me too. They have a lot of great services. Do you come to the bank a lot?
No, I bank online.It is easy.
Oh, that's smart. It can save time.
But sometimes I like to speak to a real person.
Right. Sometimes I like to see a real person too.
There you are, Taylor.
Hi, Susie. Are you looking for me?
Yes.I can't find my ID. Did you see it?
No, I don't think so. Maybe you left it on the counter at the bank.
Maybe the teller found it.
You should call the bank.
Good idea. I will. Thanks, Taylor.
Where are you going, Susie?
Hi, Alex. I'm going to the bank. Again.
Again?
Yes. I left my ID there.
Oh, no. But they're holding it for you?
Yes. First United Bank has great customer service. They're keeping my ID safe for me.
Well, go soon.The bank closes at 3.
I know. I'm going right now.
Hey, Monkey Man! Let's do something fun today!
Okay, what do you want to do?
Let's go to the movies!
Wait, I have a better idea. Let's go to the bank!
The bank?
Yeah.
Monkey Man, that's not fun.
Yes, it is. The bank has a big counter.
So?
So you can talk to the teller.
So?
The bank has great customer service.
So?
Well, you can get money.
So?
After we get money, we can go to the movies.
Oh, hooray! Let's go to the bank.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about banks. And here to answer our questions is my special guest, Rich cash.
Hi, Rob.
Thanks for joining us today, Rich.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Rich, you are a teller at a bank.
That's right. I like to help people with their money.
Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Today's question comes from Heather Taguchi from Los Angeles, California. Heather writes, I am a college student. I need to open a bank account. How do I choose the right bank account?
That's a great question, Heather. Choosing the right bank account is important.
It is. You keep all of your money in a bank account. So how can you choose a good bank account?
Well, Heather, you're a college student. For young people, I always tell them to find an account with little to no fees.
Why is that important?
Well, some banks ask people to keep a certain amount of money in that account.
What happens if they don't have that amount in their account?
Well, the bank charges a fee.
But young people often don't have a lot of money.
Exactly. That's why I don't want an account with fees.
That's a good tip. Anything else?
You also want an account that will do online banking.
That is important. Online banking is very convenient.
That's right. With online banking, you can keep track of your money, you can pay bills, and transfer money all from home.
That will save a lot of time. Thanks for teaching us about bank accounts. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Thanks for learning with us today, everyone. That's the end of another show. Did you learn a lot?
I hope so. I think this was a helpful lesson. We all have a lot to do when we go to the bank. And now you have to go to the bank soon so you can practice your English.
That's right. Friends, make sure that you talk about what you learned today. You can practice with a friend.
That's right. And tomorrow is a very important lesson. So make sure you join us then. It's our e-report day. Those are always fun. So we'll see you then here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.